There's a very well-worn story, but worth repeating once more, of a country vicar who was walking down the road and looked across at one of his parishioners' allotments and said to the allotment holder, "My goodness, that's a marvellous allotment that you and God have made between you." To which the man replied, "Well, you should have seen it when God had it to himself." It's a reminder of the way in which human effort and human craftsmanship and the resources of the natural world are inextricably connected in each and every one of the objects that are in our splendid array of harvest offerings. Some of it is a bit more at the God end of the spectrum, a bit more obviously organic, shall we say, like this splendid head of broccoli. Some of it owes a bit more to human effort and manufacture, like this original washing up liquid from a well-known supermarket. But it's fundamentally important that whether we're at the organic end of the spectrum or at the obviously manufactured end, every single thing here is made out of natural resources. God and humankind together, humankind, human effort, human industrial process even, may have had a great deal to do with making many of these things. But in the end, there is nothing here that is not grown out of the natural world, just as each and every one of us is similarly sprung from the natural world. That natural world from which all this comes and from which we all come is finite. We know it. We see the pictures that are taken from space. We see our beautiful and fragile planet suspended in the darkness of space. There it is, planet Earth, one and only. And the Harvest Festival is of vital importance in recalling us to a sense of the finitude of the natural world and our absolute dependence upon it. There is nothing at the end of the day that is entirely of our manufacture, because everything at the end is rooted in the natural order. The raw materials from which we make things are natural raw materials, and they are finite. So Harvest Festival, recalling us to a sense of the finitude and limitedness of the world, as well as to the totality of our dependence upon this natural web of existence of which we are ourselves a part, prompts us to recover some values or some virtues. The first is a sense of responsibility. We've only got this world. We've got to look after it. We mustn't use it up at such a pace that even with its marvellous capacity to replenish itself and its ability to renew its stocks of fish or of cereals and plants, we mustn't use it up in such a way and at such a rate that it can no longer recover. That will be a terrible offence against the Maker, but it would also be an extraordinary action against our own interest as the people who live here. And Harvest Festival is a good time to think about what we consume, how much we consume, how we consume it, how we can lessen our impact so that we don't use the world up faster than it can sustain.